So here's a letter to Hayagriva in 1967. And if you remember, Prabhupada wasn't so well at that time. And they weren't sure whether Prabhupada would live. So Prabhupada writes to him, "Although I am practically on the path of death, still I cannot forget about my publications. I wish that if I live or die, you should take very serious care of my publications." So I agree with that. We picked a verse here today for the continuation of our series on the book marathon. So, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 20. And we're going to look at text 6 today. And text 5, the translation was as follows. This is the pastime of Sanatana Goswami, of course, being jailed. There's a wonderful purport here, but the verse before, Sanatana Goswami told the Mohammedan jailkeeper, "Dear sir, you are a saintly person and are very fortunate. You have full knowledge of the revealed scriptures, such as the Quran and similar books." And today we're looking at text 6. "If one releases a conditioned soul or imprisoned person according to religious principles, he himself is also released from material bondage by the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So this is Sanatana Goswami speaking to the jailkeeper. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It appears from this statement that Sanatana Goswami, who was formerly a minister of the Nawab, was trying to cheat the Mohammedan superintendent. A jail superintendent had only an ordinary education or practically no education, and he was certainly not supposed to be very advanced in spiritual knowledge. However, just to satisfy him, Sanatana Goswami praised him as a very learned scholar of the scripture. The jailkeeper could not deny that he was a learned scholar, because when one is elevated to an exalted position, one thinks oneself fit for that position. Sanatana Goswami was correctly explaining the effects of spiritual activity, and the jailkeeper connected his statement with his release from jail. There are innumerable conditioned souls rotting in the material world, imprisoned by Maya, under the spell of sense gratification. The living entity is so entranced by the spell of Maya that in conditioned life, even a pig feels satisfied. There are two kinds of covering powers exhibited by Maya. One is called Prakshepatmika and the other is called Avaranatmika. When one is determined to get out of material bondage, the Prakshepatmika Shakti, the spell of diversion, impels one to remain in conditioned life, fully satisfied by sense gratification. Due to the other power, Avaranatmika, a conditioned soul feels satisfied even if he is rotting in the body of a pig or a worm in stool. To release a conditioned soul from material bondage is very difficult because the spell of Maya is so strong. So now you know on the streets why Prabhupada is giving the graphic description here. Even when the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends to deliver conditioned souls, asking them to surrender unto him, the conditioned souls do not agree to the Lord's proposal. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami said, somehow or other, if one helps another gain release from the bondage of Maya, he is certainly recognized immediately by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot have a better purport than this for the marathon. as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 1869. Na chatasman manushyeshu kashchin me priyakritama bhavati chame bhavata na chame tasmad anya priyataro bhuvi. The greatest service one can render to the Lord is to try to infuse devotional service into the hearts of the conditioned soul, so that the conditioned soul may be released from conditional life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that a Vaishnav is recognized by many things it can be. Yes, Prabhupada says he is recognized by his preaching work. That is, by convincing the conditioned soul about his eternal position, which is explained here as Nija Dharma. It is the living entity's eternal position to serve the Lord. Therefore, to help one get release from material bondage is to awaken one's dormant understanding that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupahoy, Krishnaira Nityadas. This will be further explained by the Lord Himself to Sanatan Goswami. Wonderful purport. Wonderful purport. We read it a long time ago, so we miss it sometimes, but it's a great purport here. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So we have a series of classes this week, starting from yesterday. I don't know who the other speakers are, but we have a list outside who are speaking on the book distribution. And of course on Wednesday, I believe the teams are traveling. One team, two teams? One team is traveling. Two teams, they're both traveling on Wednesday. So on Wednesday they're traveling, and we'll see them at the end of the marathon. And Prabhupada here in these quotes, another one I picked out, it's a letter to Bhagwan in 1970. So go on with your organization for distribution of my books through press and other modern media, and Krishna will certainly be pleased upon you. So Prabhupada was speaking about modern media at that time. The net hadn't come in so fully. E-books hadn't come in, but he was thinking. We can use everything, television, radio, movies, or whatever they may be, to tell about Krishna. And outside of devotional service, all these modern paraphernalia are just so much rubbish. This is the word rubbish there. So all of these things can be used in our attempts to distribute the books in this month. There's one service that's not available in the spiritual world. And it's the service we offer everyone during this month of the Prabhupada Marathon. There is no one to deliver in the spiritual world. We won't be going out to deliver the conditioned soul. There is no conditioned souls there. So this is one service you can only do in this world, in that sense, for Krishna, to deliver the conditioned soul. So that was one thought I had. We won't be getting the book bag out to try and find some individuals in the spiritual world. But by doing so, we will get to the spiritual world. And as Prabhupada very much says so, later on, Prabhupada had said, often the statement is there about the best of me. What's the best of me? So Prabhupada had said that the best of me is in my books. The best of me is in my books. So we're looking for the best of Prabhupada. So he's saying the best of me is within my books. Very much Prabhupada speaks about in his instructions that the spiritual master lives forever in his instructions and the follower lives with him. And that's the theme of the Prabhupada garden that we have as well. The two aspects, the disciple and the guru, that the spiritual master lives forever in his instructions. So I think in this way we can live with Prabhupada by reading his books. And of course, if you read them, then you know you should be distributing those books as well equally, because he's speaking about these things. And often people will speak about that. Why are you distributing these books? And hundreds of answers we can give, because generally the majority of people that are out there in the month of December are all doing some form of welfare work, isn't it? Majority, they're collecting for whatever it is. But they're all saying that this is the highest welfare work. And we're trying to compete with the highest welfare work because everyone is collecting for some cause or the other. Charities collect a third of their annual contributions in the month of December. That's why everyone is out there. So that's, people are in the giving mood. So, and they want to give for the welfare work of humanity. So, of course, there was a famous Chinese philosopher. Lao Tzu was the name. And he speaks about, the exact statement we'll not give, but we'll paraphrase it in the Bhagavatam class here, where he says that if you feed a man with food, you feed him for a day. But if you teach him to grow his food, then you feed him for a lifetime. So our welfare work is that, really. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita very much speaks of this as the famous verse, Para upakar bharata bhumita hoila manushya janmajar janma sartaka karikar para upakar. What is the highest welfare work? Upakar is welfare. Para means the highest welfare work. It's this principle of giving Krishna consciousness to others. Giving Krishna consciousness. So our whole emphasis this month is about that, how to give Krishna consciousness to others. And of course, we're not just doing it as a one-off item, because that's, not the best strategy. You give the books and you forget everyone. No, we have a whole strategy. As yesterday, Radha Govinda was explaining, we want to connect with these people again. That we want them to get them to read the books, and we want to get them to come to the manor or any center which is local to them, because that's the organic way. You can get the book. They may or may not arrive here by the books, because if you log onto the internet after reading the books, you may not find much about us. There's so much on the internet that you can be lost in the madness of it, that all the bad articles appear as well. So someone may lose faith. So we want to follow up. Want to make sure that individual does contact us, that we can be the first ones in there, rather than all the different sites, websites and others, which are not so favorable to Krishna consciousness. So that's really the wholesome principle, that we also want to encourage that follow-up from that individual. We often remember Prabhupada when he was distributing in the hot sun in Delhi. When he was printing, he would do everything himself, as we know, from putting the magazine together, getting the paper, getting the binding, getting it delivered, and then he would then distribute the magazines. And the famous picture is there of the army colonel, isn't there, with the big mustache. The army colonel, and he was drinking tea in the tea stall, and Prabhupada would be distributing outside the tea stall. So that was a good place to distribute. That's where everyone was hanging around. So he picked the best spot. And now, whatever it is that we outside, it's maybe the coffee stall, which is, or whatever it is that we think is a good place. We're there distributing. But Prabhupada took the instructions of the colonel to heart. When Prabhupada was distributing the magazines, He said to Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, you're wasting your time. Because magazines don't have any worth. People read them and then they throw them away, like the newspaper, he said. But he said, you should print books. That would be better for your mission. So Prabhupada just heard from this colonel, but he took it very seriously that no more printing of magazines. Okay, they can go on, but what we really need is books. So he took advice from this individual, and he saw that Krishna was speaking through him. And Prabhupada had so much humility that he said, this is Krishna speaking through this man, that I should print books. So that's where the book distribution begins, if you like. That there were magazines before, but Prabhupada was distributing them. But as far as books, then he thought, okay, this is much more important. There are four powerful substances that give liberation, given in the scriptures. Everyone remember any of those? Four powerful substances that give liberation. Items. Remnants, foodstuffs. Dust. This is from Nithi Shastra. And it says the four powerful substances or items which give liberations are as follows. The leaf. Not any ordinary leaf, but the tulsi leaf. The stone. Not any ordinary stone, but the shalagram. Gives liberation. Water. Not any ordinary water, but the water of the Ganga. Gives liberation. And then it says, book. Not any ordinary book, but of course, transcendental literature, the Bhagavad Gita. They give liberation. So, any of these items can give liberation, but no one will take a tulsi leaf or worship the shalagram, or we won't be walking around with Ganga gel, but we can take our books with us, which can give liberation. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was once asked the question that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has said, Priti Viti Achiyata Nagaradigram, Sarvatra prachar hoibe moranam, that in every town and village, this mission will spread. The holy name will spread. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had said that this is not our mission. So, people were surprised. I thought that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said. I thought this is our mission. And he said that we want to spread Krishna consciousness to everyone's heart. That is our mission. So in every town and village, there is an individual, and we want to get to their hearts through the transcendental literatures. Of course, you have to, in every town and village or every heart nowadays, it means every mobile phone, because everyone is just on the mobile phone, isn't it? If you're on the street, what do you see everyone doing? Everyone is just on the phone. They're not even looking at where they're going, isn't it? I was driving the other day and someone was just crossing the road texting. He's not looking anymore. They're so absorbed. So, of course, we want to get to every phone as well. And we do. We have our books. They are available for the smartphones, at least. You can look at them as well. What to speak of through WhatsApp and internet. These are all great mediums. Because that's where everyone is at. 10 years ago, no one was looking at the mobile phone. They maybe looked at the brick, maybe. But now, you know, the smartphone, everyone has got one, from children to pensioners. Everyone is looking just at their phone. It's a good way to avoid everyone else, how to become an impersonalist, even in the home. You only communicate with people that are not in this country or anywhere else. So anyway, we can bring Krishna consciousness to everyone through mobile phones as well. The Prabhupada Marathon originally was called the Christmas Marathon. And this all began in 1972, a long time ago. Where were you all in 1972? And To be exact, well, you perhaps you weren't in the world as well. Some of you are young, looking out at the young people out here. And where were you specifically on December the 22nd of 1972? It's close to Christmas, so you may not have been doing anything useful, perhaps, for your own salvation. But at that time, the devotees in Los Angeles, they noticed that the stores were all staying open until midnight, because they realized that people want to buy things. And you know, it was unheard of, actually. Even in this country, even in the 70s, people would only open even Saturday was a half day. And Wednesday was a half day. People would not work that much. They would close, and Sunday was never opened. No one thought of opening a shop on a Sunday. It was meant to be a church day, and the other days were meant to be home days or whatever. People didn't think, but now, in Los Angeles, people realize you should be open till midnight. So the devotees thought, why don't we also distribute our books, because everyone's on the street till midnight. So this is when the competition began. At 10 p.m., Rameshwar Prabhu, felt confident that he had won and done very well on that time at 10 o'clock. And he stayed out longer than anyone else, and he had distributed 650 magazines back to Godheads. Now, normally, on a big day, he'd do 25 to 40. So by 10 o'clock today, he'd done that. And he was astonished that his bag was empty, there was nothing left. He then decided that let me go back to the temple. And he went back at midnight, and the whole temple was empty. And he thought that he'd done it himself, and he hadn't told all the others that. But all the others had figured out themselves as well that this is a good way to distribute books. Let's stay out till midnight. Everyone's out there. So he obviously ran out again and stayed out longer, because he realized that everyone had, and this unknowingly to all of them, they'd just begun the first Christmas marathon, because everyone had gone out. And the marathon lasted 3 days, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, that was it. The devotees had sold at that time 6,000 books each day. 6,000 books were being sold. And Prabhupada was so delighted, because Rameshwar had written to Prabhupada. And this was the famous quote that in Prabhupada's letter that got everyone just to go out on books. And everyone remember that letter? Okay, I will remind you all. It's the famous letter. And he wrote to Rameshwar and he said, by this effort alone, all the book distributors are assured to go back home, back to Godhead. So, this letter and its dramatic statement authorized the Christmas marathon, and it sent the book distribution to a high. Because Prabhupada's statement that you're assured to go back home, back to Godhead. So, as we know, if Krishna says many things, and he generally tries to follow what his pure devotees have made so many promises, as in so many pastimes. So Prabhupada has made this statement that by this effort alone, all the book distributors are sure to go back home, back to Godhead. And that was 72. And then 73 saw the scores of men and women going out every day to distribute books, not just in the marathon, because it was every day then. People realized you should be going out every day. And the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, it outsold any other edition of the Gita at that time, because Prabhupada had written that letter. Krishna book, with the foreword from George Harrison, became a huge success, because everyone was selling the book on George's foreword, that this is his book, or he's written this, or whatever they say, but it was George Harrison. And devotees at that time were selling 600 books in just 2 hours. at concerts. So that was interesting. And in by the end of 1973, 4 million books had been sold. So that was interesting. And that's when you had the all the different Sankirtan heroes coming up. Anyone remember those names from the 70s? Tripurari was heading up one party, of course. Prakash, not the GBC, another Prakash, book distributor. Lavangalatika, anyone else? Gopa Vrindapal, yes. Vaisheshika, of course, who's written that whole book. He was another person there. And his approach was very different, if you remember, at the airport. He would just use the one line from the Sikshastikam, as he says in his book, if you read his book, where he would just say, straight out, he said, "Well, how are you, sir?" And then he'd say, "All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, the prime benediction for humanity at heart, which cleanses the heart." And he sold hundreds of books just by saying that. Hundreds of books were being sold just by that one line. It's all he'd say. And then, of course, two parties were formed from there, because the book distribution was so successful. Tripurari, who was leading the traveling Sankirtan. And then Prabhupada also requested the BBT Library Party to be formed. And they visited prestigious universities, and they sold entire sets of Prabhupada books to professors. And Prabhupada, he would spur them on, especially the BBT Library Party said, "Without books and magazine, what authority or on what basis have we got for preaching?" So we have no authority, he said, that this is the only authority that we have. So this really led to the really, and then the GBC, of course, they renamed the Christmas Marathon. They called it the Prabhupada Marathon. They said really it was all about Prabhupada at that time. And to bring the focus back on our founder Acharya, and what an amazing and wonderful display we have there of the spiritual world and how all the knowledge is coming from there. We want to thank the ladies team. Thank you very much, Anuradha, and the huge team of devotees that put that together. Thank you for that. I think that was to inspire all of us when we come in every day. We can look at that and we think, wow, this is what the spiritual world is all about. Prabhupada here, speaking again, he's saying, "Our book distribution program is most important work. Anyone reading our Krishna book, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar Devotion, and Bhagavad Gita as it is sure to become a Krishna conscious person. Therefore, somehow or the other, we must push on this literature distribution program, either through schools, colleges, libraries, life membership program, or ordinary sales." The Prabhupada is giving a whole variety of ways. He's not limiting the fact that we simply just go on the street. He's giving so much variety we can go on with. Prabhupada then again, he's writing to Lalit Kumar in 1971. He's saying, "Many fanatic spiritual movements have come and gone, but without the flawless philosophy of Krishna, they cannot stand. Therefore, I want especially that my books and literature should be distributed profusely. This is our substance, real philosophical information, not some weak sentiments. So try for this, to give all men this Krishna philosophy, and many real devotees will come with us back home, back to Godhead." So he's once again reminding us of something. "I want that you, all my students, shall very vigorously try for this book distribution." Letter to Kirti Raj there, which is giving. There are many benefits of book distribution. And there are many veterans here of book distribution, and Mother Guru's just walked in from the set. We were just speaking about the book distribution marathon in the 70s. You know, it's getting a bit chilly here, getting cold. We can all go out, but I don't think anyone would have been distributing books in minus 25 or something as she was for many years. So when we think it's a bit cold, think about her at minus 25 distributing in those years as well. I think there are many benefits to book distribution. What are the practical benefits? I think the first is humility. Humility. Shivaram Swami, when he was here last year, he said it was very humbling. He said, because wherever I go, people see me as the guru, as the sannyasi, as someone very advanced, and I get everything given to me. He said, but when I'm on the street, he said, I'm no one. I'm a no one. And he said, that's very good. It's very humbling to realize that you are no one at the end of the day unless you're doing something for Prabhupada. So humility, I think, we realize we have to surrender to Krishna and understand our insignificance on the street or door to door, wherever we are, because to convince anyone about book distribution, you realize your insignificance at a certain stage. And you know, we cannot attract Krishna without humility. It's not possible. How do we attract Krishna? And Prabhupada, he experienced so much humility when he was distributing books. Whether it was the tea stalls or whatever, people were ignoring him all the time. So humility is an interesting part, I think, that we learn by book distribution. And you know, we realize that you have to leave, you have to do your best and leave the rest, as we say to Krishna. And that's humility. That's humility. You do your best and you leave the rest to Krishna. C.S. Lewis, it's described what humility is, and the statement C.S. Lewis makes is that humility is not thinking less of yourself, but it's thinking about yourself less. So it's not thinking, I'm so fallen, I can't distribute these books, or I can't do it. It's not that. It's the other way. It's thinking less about yourself and thinking more about others. So then when we think about others, and then we'll go out and we'll give the books. Mahaprabhu in his Sikshastikam, he very much, Trinadapi Sunichina, Taroravisha Hishnina, that he's speaking about this principle of humility. And it's interesting. Amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. And it's interesting because if we look at this principle of humility, the fact that others will respect us, there's one thing that's not in our control. And that is that others will respect us. Whoever you are, in the world or in Krishna consciousness, it's not in your control that other people will respect you. But you know what is in your control? That you respect others. That's humility. That's a good definition of humility. Amanina manadina, Mahaprabhu says that. So one advantage, one great benefit of book distribution is humility. Another benefit is that it's really fun and adventurous. Isn't it? You go out and you don't know who you meet. Every day is surprising. If you go out, where you know, whether it's to a university to distribute books or door to door or on the street, you don't know who you meet. Kavichandra Swami, he speaks about the fact that once he was distributing books. And whilst he was distributing these books, he said to a gentleman, he said, life is very short. You could die at any moment. Death could come. So you should take this book. So the man, of course, I don't know whether he took the book or not, whatever, but 10 minutes later, a policeman came to arrest Kavichandra Swami. And he said, we've come to arrest you because you're giving life threats to people on the streets, telling them that you could die at any moment. So, it's adventurous who you meet, isn't it? Vijay Prabhu speaks about how he walked into a bank and he had an appointment with the bank manager in Switzerland. He waited and waited and waited, and finally when the managing director of the bank finally saw him, and he thought he wasn't going to sell anything. How's this man going to be? But the man was so interested in Sanskrit that not only he bought the one book, he bought the entire set of books, and he gave him a check for $1,000 or whatever it was at that time in Switzerland. So he said, you'd be amazed who you'll meet. It's difficult to even tell who the next person will be. The third benefit I thought of book distribution is that it gives you realizations in Krishna consciousness. It gives you realizations in Krishna consciousness. Because often when we're just always in the building and maybe we're not at the cutting edge of going out or preaching, the realizations may not be forthcoming so much. They may be just realizations of the difficult people in the building. The realization that you may be stuck with. There are so many difficult people in this building. But when you actually go out, you come to another level of realization, I believe. You see that actually people are suffering. Because, you know, we forget that people are suffering. We forget that we're suffering. But when you are actually out there and you see that the promise of Christmas, of you know, everyone's looking forward to this one day in the year when they can enjoy, and there is no enjoyment, you know? There is no enjoyment. And you might have that at the back of your mind even, you know, somewhere in the subconscious hidden. But when you go out and you see people suffering, you come to an understanding that actually there is no enjoyment. The real enjoyment is what we have, Krishna consciousness. And In Moscow, in 1997, on Janmashtami Day, they decided that they would just have a day of Harinam and book distribution. Only two things. And they did it for round the clock, 24 hours, because it doesn't sleep at night. Moscow is a population of 10 million people, and it doesn't sleep at night, so people are all hours. So they were just distributing books all day, and they were having Harinam morning and evening. And then a few days later on Moscow TV, they reported that on that day, that Janmashtami day, that it was a historical day in Moscow. Was it the weather? It wasn't, because it was still very cold and wet. And they reported on that day that not a single registration of crime was reported in a city of 10 million people with 200 police stations. Not a single murder was committed on that day. And on average, they say it's 24 murders a day in Moscow. So on that day, not even one was reported. And they said, we don't know why this has happened. But then they had a clip, because the Hare Krishnas were all over Moscow, and they said, but perhaps it was the chanting of Hare Krishna that made a difference to Moscow on this day. And they were giving out their books as well, and maybe people read these books, and they changed. So, realization, third benefit of going out on book distribution. And finally, the fourth is, which every devotee feels, at least I feel it, dependence on Krishna. Doesn't matter how smart you are, or how you know the ropes, or the road, or the lines, or whatever, you come to an understanding that you're dependent on Krishna. And Krishna consciousness is about that, isn't it? It's that dependence on Krishna from a moment-to-moment basis. And book distribution, it gives us that increased remembrance and dependency on Krishna. And it gives us peace and satisfaction as well. when we start depending on Krishna. One of the names of Krishna is Achyuta. And that Achyuta means one who never fails in his affection for his devotees. So this dependence is that. When we realize that Krishna, he never fails in his affection for his devotees. And this dependence on Krishna remains even if we want to leave Krishna consciousness. In LA, one of the devotees had been there for 5 years. And he thought, look, I really need a break. I need a holiday from all of this daily morning and all the songs and everything else. So he decided, let me just go out. And he, what did he love to do? He loved to surf on the beach. LA must be a place of surfing. I'm not sure. So he ran away from the temple, bought himself a surfboard, and he went out surfing. And whilst he was surfing, first time in 5 years he's surfing, and he sees a shark coming towards him. And he says, my God, he said, I finally came to enjoy after 5 years, and the shark is coming towards me. And then he said, what can I do? He started chanting. He said, what do I, namaste prayers. He knew the namaste prayers. He started namaste prayers. And the shark was still coming. And he said, what else do I know? He said, well, the Mangalarti song. He started singing Mangalarti. He said, but the shark was still coming. And he said, do I know any other songs? And then at that stage, he said, Krishna, if you just save me from this one incident and take this shark away, I promise that I'll go back to the temple and never leave again. I want to fully depend on you. But the shark still kept coming. Like Prahlad Maharaj, isn't it? You know, often the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he comments that when Prahlad was thrown from the top and Krishna, he came and he caught him right at the bottom. And the question is being asked. He said, why didn't he catch him halfway, a quarter of the way? And why right at the bottom? Because Krishna waits until you fully become dependent on him. In the last moment he catches you. So anyway, the shark was coming, and the shark came and he circumambulated the surfboard. And then he went away. He ran back to the temple, of course, and said, I'm never leaving again. I've realized that I have to become dependent on Krishna. I came up with 4 D's. There are many D's that we all have in our lectures that we give. So I think we need desire to remember Krishna. We need discrimination to avoid the things that will not help us in Krishna consciousness. We'll need determination to stay focused for the duration of the book marathon. And finally, we'll need dependence on Krishna to be successful in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it's not possible. So these simple thoughts in the book marathon, we can remember them. Desire, the desire to save others. That's the only thing that will get us out, to please Prabhupada. The discrimination that we're on the street and some things are not useful for you and some things are useful for you. So don't be derailed by the different forms of maya that may come along. And you know, there are good days and bad days, so remaining determined. Obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And the goal is 200,000 books. Don't take your eyes off the goal. And you know, will we get there or not get there? The real thing is our dependence on Krishna. If we do that, then that's 200,000 books. Because we were depending on him, whether it gets to that or not. Our desire to please Krishna, our discrimination to see Maya and Krishna, our determination and our dependence, that's what I believe the marathon is all about. And that's what the 200,000 is all about. And hopefully, we all have a wonderful marathon already. Yesterday we had a seminar. Vishwanatha Prabhu spoke on how the techniques are, our book distribution. And on Wednesday, all the devotees are going to go traveling. So we wish them well on that journey to go out and give that one book to that person. And as we said, follow up. We just don't want them to get the books. We want to keep in touch with those individuals because Krishna consciousness is not just for Christmas. It's for a lifetime. So an advert like that, I think. Pet is not for Christmas, it's for our lives. I think we have the same thing, isn't it? Krishna consciousness is not just about the Prabhupada marathon or Christmas. It's a lifetime's endeavor. And we want to make sure that individual does come here and gets connected to Krishna. So some thoughts on the book distribution marathon on Wednesday. Wishing you all the best, all of you that are traveling. And if you're not traveling and you're here, we're all getting out there. It requires every single one of us. I know the school, everyone goes out. And they did really well. I was speaking to the students. They loved going out and distributing the books and cookies. And so really, every individual, whether we're in the building or we're going out for a few hours, door to door, whether we're sponsoring books or the Gita Giant is there, whatever we're doing, let's try and do our best. And let's try and please Prabhupada. And that way become dependent on His mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanande.